Blog Talk Radio.
What kind of intro do we have there? This is Chris Chadwick, and welcome to another episode of Let's Talk Smoke, brought to you by BarbecueSuperstars.com. Man, we got a hot show tonight. It's really going to smoke. We've got some great guests on the line. It's just going to be off the chart, let me tell you. We've got Randy Hill and Andy Allen of Southern Cronk Burn One Boys Barbecue Team with us tonight. What's up, guys?
How you doing, man? What do you say, Chris?
All right, I'm good. How y'all doing tonight? I'm pumped and jacked up on Mountain Dew, brother. I'm ready to roll.
All jacked up on Mountain Dew. I'm about to come at you like a spider monkey.
Not me. I'm Red Bull and vodka.
Brother, we're going to have a good time tonight. Give me a hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
All right, man. Y'all are smoking hot right now. I know you just come off the barbecue trail. Big win in Chicago.
You know, yeah, we had a good time with the Chicagoans, you know.
Yeah.
That's got a little interesting backstory to it.
Well, let's hear it. Let's tell us a little about it.
Well, as you know, they were dumb enough to stick our ass on Barbecue Pitmasters, and Meathead did a little review of us, and he kind of said that we're a bunch of schlubs. And, you know, Andy's a professional schlub. He does it for a living. But anyway, I mean, as fate would have it, the fellow that, did our review happened to be a judge up in Chicago. And one Meathead Galwin did judge our barbecue and deemed it best of show. So it was always nice to get a fellow that thinks you suck to tell you you're not so bad.
That's right.
He was gracious. I'll give you his props. He was a good guy.
Right.
He came walking up. He was visiting with all the teams there in Chicago, and he was at the table next to ours. And I elbowed Randy. I said, "Randy, that's the Joker to our Batman." And and Meathead heard us, and he thought that was pretty funny. So, it was definitely a good trip up there.
That sounds awesome. That sounds like a holy smokes, Batman.
You don't get those very often, you know, when you get
it's like
the Joker judging you and saying that you're pretty good. So we enjoyed that. But everybody
right.
up there was real nice, you know, for a first-time contest, those guys put that sucker together real good, you know.
Yeah, that means a lot when they have it organized and ready to roll, especially, you know, I know there were some big names there, a lot of high-profile people because y'all were there. I mean, hey, what can we say?
We were like, you know, they let white trash into the wedding every so often, so we had a good time. You know, we were the only fellows outside of the Illinois area, and we were real proud to get up there to represent our state. We had a good time, you know, there's some good cooks up there, we met some nice folks. Learned a few things, you know.
That's what it's all about. I'm sure you drank plenty of water, too, while you were there, didn't you?
Oh, absolutely.
We
started drinking water about 7:30.
That's what the ice cubes are for.
I'm telling you, you just can't go and get dehydrated, especially when you're up in that competition, in that competition mode.
That's right.
That's exactly right, you know.
I tell you, it's funny how we ended up there. We, a friend of ours that we met through the interwebs, Fred Gross from Mojo Bricks, he was up in Chicago, and he saw our video before we knew we were on the Pitmaster show,
Right.
And he contacted us and wanted to, you know, send us some product and try some stuff out. Well, we tried his stuff out, and we really liked it. And the next thing you know, we roll up to Chicago and helping him out and helping us out, too, as well, going up there and cooking that. So we got to give a shout-out to Fred from Mojo Bricks.
It's always nice to tell somebody you got a wood sponsor. It's like, you know, having Niagara.
Yeah,
there you go.
Somebody has sponsored our wood.
It burns right all night long, huh?
It burns night. Yeah, you got that right, brother.
You know, that's also another big thing, especially all these barbecue teams. Me, myself, I have a small team. I compete a lot, and it's all out of my own pocket. And
every bit helps.
Every little bit helps. And when you have somebody call into you and offer to be a sponsor, help you out some, you know, that's just, you know what it feels like. It's just a great feeling to have them.
Well, you know, the thing about it was, you know, we're here in the land of hickory and whatever kind of tree you want to have. So he called us up, we're like thinking, yeah, you know, we really don't need none of that. But his product is good. I mean, the number one mistake people make when they're trying to cook barbecue is they oversmoke the product. You know, it tastes like creosote.
Right.
And this product, man, you just don't do it. It works out really good.
Well, you know, funny you bring that up, Mojo Bricks. I've always heard about them, and I've never actually seen one.
Kind of like
I'm
a Yeti.
I'm right here in West Tennessee, a small area, but we have a lot of serious cook teams competitions. And I don't know if you've ever heard of Shane Draper, Draper's Barbecue. He's got a show on also.
Oh, yeah, he's awesome.
He is. He's a great guy. He come down. We met. He's come to several of the Tennessee Barbecue Association cooks, and he had one. And that was the first time I'd ever laid my hands on one, seen one in action. You know,
Mojo
I like
Brick?
Yeah.
They're nice. Like I say, you know, you think you live where all this wood is. I mean, why in the hell would you go buy one of those things?
Right.
It works out great. I mean, you know, we use a little bit of we use some competition charcoal and just throw it on top of it. And man, you can't beat it. He's got a piece of that cherry product he has is like putting lipstick on your meat.
Really.
Yeah.
Well, absolutely.
Yeah. It make a pretty girl. I mean, it make an ugly girl look good.
That's 12 o'clock, too, huh?
A lot to be said for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's awesome. And I'm sure they're really efficient.
Yeah, they are, you know. And like I say, we've been really pleased with the product. We rolled it out a little bit.
It's not really a heat source, you know. It's more of a smoke source. It's a flavor source.
Right.
And that's what I like about it. You know, cooking in my backwoods, you know, it's just too easy to just drop a couple of those chips in there and just not have to worry about it. You know, we cooked some pork butts this weekend, and we had a quarter-inch smoke ring on those pork butts with that Mojo Bricks. And I'm telling you,
really?
Oh, yeah, it was gorgeous.
Sounds awesome. That's what it's all about, getting that smoke and infusing that smoke into that meat and getting that pretty smoke ring. I've done a lot of serious cooking this past week, too, not competing, but.
That's right. I was going to give you props for that, too. My good friend Bill Arnold at Blues Hog, I saw your post on Facebook. That's an excellent way to spend your weekend, brother.
Oh, we had a big time. Went down Saturday, Friday afternoon, went over and helped him with a big ribeye steak. Took out with Team Allegro there in Paris, Tennessee. All the proceeds was going to St. Jude's. I believe we kicked over $4,000 that day in just a matter of hours, you know, and people were lined up. We were serving, flipping ribeyes, barbecue, you know, we were just getting it out the door and making everybody happy. They all had smiles on their faces.
I tell you what, I think Bill Arnold's heart is bigger than his smoker.
Yeah. You got it. He's one fine fella, and believe it or not,
We did a little fundraiser this weekend for the Museum of Contemporary Art in Hot Springs because Andy and I, you know, we enjoy high art.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. Well,
we're
that's,
so
you know,
refined.
Yeah. I'm telling you.
They didn't have no dogs playing poker on black velvet. I was kind of pissed.
No blue lights or anything.
I'm telling you. I hope there's a couple of Elvis pictures in that art, too, now.
We're working on it, man.
We're getting there.
But, you know, that's the thing about us as barbecuers, the teams, you know, I've said this time and time again, I'm going to say it again, you know, because it's just the truth. When you go to these competitions, you meet all these teams, you meet all these great guys, you got 95%, 98%, 99% just there on the money, ready to help you, and open arms. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man, you can meet some of the best people in the world at a barbecue contest, you know?
People don't realize that. That's right. You're
family.
Right. I mean, you got it. That's right. That's what it's all about, family. And you can meet someone one time, and the next time, I mean, you're there. I mean, it's family. It's just like Bill Arnold.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
A real quick story, and then we'll talk some more smoke. But Bill, I'd met him basically right here on Facebook. You know, what a wonderful tool this Facebook is.
Sure thing.
And I met him here on Facebook, and we started chatting a little bit where he was from, where I was from, here in McKenzie, Tennessee, just a little old town, three red lights. But his father was from McKenzie, and his mother was from Huntington, 10 miles away. And the people I knew was his family, you know, I mean, and we just pretty much hit it off. And I never met him, and I went down to Tupelo, Don't Be Cruel Barbecue Duel, first of the year. It was a big cook, you know, it was our second annual one. The Pitmasters was there making an episode, Trigg, Nixon, you know, they were all there competing too. I mean, it was just a huge venue. I mean, there was 100 teams there. Well, we were going, and I'd not really ever seen him yet. And we were at the cook's meeting, and he was over there talking. I heard somebody, and I turned around. I said, I want to know one thing. Where's Bill Arnold at? And he turned around. He said, I'm Bill Arnold. And I said, oh, well, I'm Chris Chadwick. And I stuck my hand out there to shake his hand. He knocked my hand down and gave me a big hug. right there. And there, you know, there it was. That was our bonding right there, and it's been on ever since, you know.
I hear you. You know, the first time I met him was down in Pilahatchee, Mississippi, and he didn't know me from Adam, and I didn't really know who he was, and you know, I shook his hand and introduced myself. And
you didn't get a hug?
No, I didn't get a hug that time, but the next time I met him, next time I saw him, I got a hug.
There
but,
you go.
You know, the funny thing was, is in one hand he had a jar of his Blues Hog barbecue sauce, and the other hand he was shaking my hand with, so I knew I was going to get something good.
There you go. There you go, you know. And when we were in Paris, a lot of people were going, who's Blues Hog, you know?
Yeah.
Local people, if you're not in the barbecue world, you know, you really just don't know who Blues Hog is. But now, if you're in the barbecue world, you know. You know
exactly. That stuff make your tongue have an orgasm.
I'm telling you.
It's good.
You know, and you know what? I've got a jar sitting on my counter right now. Doesn't have a label
well,
on it.
Well, don't take any right now.
Wait a minute, Chris.
Well, that's all gone already, okay?
I got you, Bubba. I'm trying to give that to my wife.
Yeah. But it is a special private made Blues Hog one of a kind. It's a raspberry barbecue sauce.
Well, I've heard about that.
I'm going to tell you, when you have a product that is so good that people on the circuit say that if the judges detect that they're going to count off, that means you're there because his stuff is awesome. I mean, it can make anything taste good.
Well, I posted some pictures. You know, my daughter, my 9-year-old girl, went with me.
I saw.
Yeah, she's going to be the next Melissa Cookson. I mean, she's there. She is on her way, I'm telling you. But she was right there in the middle, and she pushed me back. She said, Daddy, I got this.
Yeah, I saw her handing him that slab of ribs to Bill. That was a good shot.
Oh, yeah. I mean, she was right there with him. She was prepping ribs with him. When they were serving all this, it was Men Who Cook fundraiser that evening. And she was right there, and she was serving. We had baby back ribs. We had all the sauces out on the table. We had pork butts. We chopped. We had it sauced up perfect. He had some croissants. And I said, what we'll do, Bill, we'll make a slider out of these croissants. So my daughter took those croissants, mashed them down, put a dab of pork on top, a little slaw on top of that, and hit it with the sauce and served it, handing them out by the hundreds. I mean, you know, it was a great experience. But
you're raising your child right.
Well, she's going to get in the middle of it. And she's there, I guarantee you.
That a girl.
I tell you what, there's a lot of kids' cues out there it's a great experience, you know. Sometimes they, you know, they always want every kid to win something, and they kind of, you know, sometimes they kind of jip you, but, you know, it's a good way to get them cooking.
They jipped me because they carded me in one of them damn things.
At a kid's
man.
Cook. I'm 12.
Lucky you, I know. You know,
take that pork chop and smack you upside the head, old man.
There you go.
Oh, shoot.
But, you know, that's one thing. You know, I know I've introduced y'all to the TBA just a little bit, the Tennessee Barbecue Association. It's basically a huge group of guys right now. We're just a network. And I started talking with Daryl Mast about a year ago. And you had Audrey Evans on there with the GBA, and then you had the Florida Barbecue. And I just thought, Tennessee really doesn't have anything for all us local cooks.
Right.
So I just kind of took it upon myself to start that, and it has just grown and grown and grown.
That's good.
You know, and it's everybody can't afford to go to Memphis and May and cook.
No, man, that Memphis and May thing, I mean, it's like you got to have some hot-looking chicks and about a 100K rig, you know. You can't really do that.
That's right. That's right. And armed security guards standing at your door, you know.
Yeah,
but
keep the hot chicks away from us.
There you go.
I lied about that part.
You know, but, you know, it's a great show. It's a huge show. But you've got to be a high roller to get in that show. And with this TBA, what it has done, it has got all these small cooks on the same page. We know where the cooks are going. We know what's happening. We post new applications all the time. So if you want to cook, you want to know where to go cook, you just get on that site, and you've got it. So it's a pretty dynamite site. If I do say so myself, you know, it's happening, you know.
Well, we're about to join, man. You about to get two new members from Arkansas if y'all can put up with us.
Well, that's what we want. We want diversity.
We are diverse.
Yeah, we are definitely diverse.
that's what it's all about. I'm telling you.
You know, I was telling a buddy of mine that about the Pitmaster show, and he said to me, I bet you that they could have put a whole nother show of just y'all on from what they left on the editing room floor. And I said, they probably could have done a whole season of what they left on the editing room floor. You know?
I'm glad they left a lot of it on the floor.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I tell you what, we've had a heck of a ride this year, and you know, we stumbled into the Pitmasters. We can cook. We do know what we're doing.
Yeah, I know how to cut that chicken up, man. But that's highly overrated.
You know, people yell at me at Kroger across the store, and Kroger says, "You should have cut that chicken."
You know, but one of the things we did when we got on that show, you know, we were trying, the only people I give a ding-dong damn about are the people that, you know, I cook with, that cook in competitions. And Andy and I, when we went up there, we decided, man, this is a show about competition barbecue, or supposed to be. You know, it ain't no chef show. They don't call us a barbecue chef, they call us a barbecue cook, and they do that for a reason.
That's right.
And because of that, we decided we're going to cook everything comp style. So the easiest decision for us was doing the chicken that way because it's IBCA comp style. We kind of thought that, you know, Tuffy and Myron would figure that out. And they did a little bit later into the game, but, you know.
I think if Tuffy would have been sitting where Aaron was, and he hadn't picked that thing up like that, it would have been a different ball game.
Yeah, Aaron, I met him in Tupelo. And seemed
they're great guys.
Oh, super guys. I ain't got a problem with any. And they judged us fairly.
Yeah, we have no problem with how we finished in the thing. I mean, the nicest thing about that, you know, we met two people that we're going to be friends with for life, from Diva and, you know, Rob. You know, and those are the best.
Yeah.
Rob Marion would give away all his money to any given veterans group and on any given day. One of the best guys you're ever going to meet. You know, and Cowboy Dan, he's like half pimp, half cowboy.
Right.
You know, and Diva's good, man. She's intense.
Yeah.
I mean, she's very intense.
Everybody says, man, she's mean, you know.
She ain't mean.
She's not mean. She's focused is what it is.
Right, right.
She gets in that, I call it, it's like a boxer. When he gets in the boxing ring, he's focused. And when she gets underneath her tent with her pits right there, she's focused.
It's on like Donkey Kong.
That's right.
That's it, man. I mean, I understand.
Yeah, Blod's my hero, man.
Yeah.
Blod's the man. Yeah, that's Diva's husband, Blod.
Yeah. Yeah,
and he's like the hardest working man in barbecue.
He does his
stuff, man. You know, and he's just a great guy. You know, I'm married to a lawyer, so I'm used to getting my ass chewed.
Oh man.
You know, and Diva, in all fairness, I mean, she's just in the zone, man, and she knows what she's doing. I would be honored to cook on her team.
Right, right.
I tell you,
my follower.
I tell you, our main mistake in Salisbury was we made the judges think.
Don't ever make them think. Make them eat.
That's right.
Right.
And that's what really, and you know, and after it was kind of hindsight, we were on the way home and we said, hell, we made them think instead of eat, you know, and that, you know, just kind of blew us away. So, but we recognized our mistake and we knew we had to do something outside the box.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, one of the things you got to learn too is as a barbecue cook, you got to learn, you know, to take constructive criticism. You know,
right.
And that's like when Meathead went off on our butt. We didn't get all mad about that. I mean, the guy,
right.
In all fairness, all he had to judge us by was what he saw on TV.
Yeah.
You know, and one of the best lessons you can learn as a barbecue cook, you're not cooking for what you like or your mama likes. You're cooking for what the judges like.
Judges like. You got it.
You know, and everybody, you know, it's like having a pretty baby contest. Everybody says your baby's pretty till you enter it in the contest.
Right.
But all of a sudden that baby don't win, you know. And you got to learn that. To listen to people when they tell you you ought to change this, that, or the other, and pay attention.
That's exactly right. I agree with you 100% right there.
You know those ribs that we won in Chicago?
Yep.
Randy and I, neither one took a bite out of them.
Really?
I know what they taste like because I've done them that way before. That's my 180 rib recipe that I've got a 180 in Springdale, Arkansas, at Smoking in the Ozarks 2 years ago. With that
right.
Exact recipe?
Not that you remember that or anything.
Not that I remember that. I've got a 180 tattoo on my arm, but...
Yeah.
But,
you don't want to see
what's
on his tramp stamp.
No, yeah. I told Randy, too, if we would have done any good at Pitmasters, I was going to get a Pitmaster tramp stamp. So...
Oh, man, with flame handlebars on it, baby.
Right, flame handlebars.
I ain't grabbing them handlebars.
Dude. Oh, shit.
Well, I'm telling you, you know, well, I enjoyed watching Pitmasters. We sat down and watched every episode time and time and time. Every time we've aired, it seemed like we watched it. And,
yeah.
And people that don't barbecue, that don't go compete, that don't, you know, that don't smoke, that they just don't have an idea what goes in to what y'all doing in an hour right there. They don't understand what's going on.
Well, you know, I want to give John Marcus credit for one thing. I mean, he picked us. Just based on our video, that was it. He didn't
right,
know
right.
us, never seen us before. You know, and my only advice is a lot of people turn in videos right now. Pay
right.
attention to what they tell you to turn in.
Uh-huh.
You know, when we read ours, it said, we all know you can cook. We just want to see your personalities.
Right.
You know, and so if it says that, don't.
We let that freak flag fly.
Yeah, don't put on no skit. Don't do none of that kind of stuff. Just show what you do. You
yeah.
know, make it look like in. We didn't even have to make this up. We cook, we have fun.
Right.
You know, we dance, we sing, we do a bunch of stupid stuff. And, you know, that comes across. And so anybody that's trying out right now, my advice to you guys is just be yourself. Don't be somebody you ain't, you know. You know, if some guys can cook their butt off, but they're about as boring as watching cheese rot on TV. You know, and there's nothing wrong with that. They're successful. They're great. But, you know,
right.
you know that don't make good TV. So
they don't
be hating
have
on
charisma.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you can't dry cheese and cook the barbecue good, I guess.
Well, believe it or not, I'm working on my video to send in tomorrow.
You need to wear a Speedo, man.
Yeah, that would really turn them on, I'm telling you guys.
And
300-pound big boy and Speedo, flame Speedos at that.
Hey, you want to hear something funny, Chris? When we were in Chicago, this guy comes up to us, and we were competing against him. And he says, hey, we're, you know, and I don't remember the name of the two towns, but he said, you know, there was a couple of towns there local in Chicago. He said, hey, were y'all at this cook-off and this cook-off? And we were like, no. He said, man, I recognize y'all from somewhere. And I said to him, you ever see that show Pitmaster? He said, yeah. And I said, you remember those two jackasses that turned in that half chicken? He said, yeah. And I said, well, that was us. And he said, no way. So that's how he knew us. He just couldn't figure out
and
how
then,
to do it.
Then we were informed to cut the chicken.
Yeah.
Hey, well, you're going to appreciate this. 2 weeks ago in Henry County, State Fair Barbecue Competition, we had MBN and KCBS judges judging. I mean, we had both. And we didn't know this until after we were actually in it. In chicken category, they told us, you can turn in half chickens, just can't turn in holes, not cut. And that's a fact. And, you know, there were several there that turned in half uncut chickens.
Huh.
And I just said, you know, I'm going to cut my breast anyhow. I had to do it. I had to debone it and cut it. You know, I had a pretty axis cut, had a good shovel.
That's good advice, my friend.
Yeah.
I went on and cut it. I cut it.
Yeah.
And I placed fourth by about a half a point. I guess them boys that didn't cut their damn chicken beat me.
You got to learn, my friend. But, you know, one of the things I try to impart on people, when you're talking about cooking contests, there's certain things that are harder to do than others. To cook a product in toto, uncooked, is harder than to separate pieces and cook them at different temperatures.
That's right. That's
you know, and that's one of the things we're kind of hoping the judges would appreciate. But in fairness to the judges, when I'm sitting down there, I ain't thinking how these jackasses cook their chicken. I'm just thinking, does it look good? Does it taste good? And is that what I want? So my advice to those guys out there cooking is just don't overthink it, you know.
That's right. You're right.
Overcook. You know, don't outcook the judges. You know, and that was my problem with Randy when we first started cooking.
Imagine that.
He really wanted to. You know, he wanted to add tequila to everything, and I said, Randy, you just can't. Tequila and peaches. And I said, Randy, you're just cooking over their heads. They don't understand that.
Maybe they add vodka and cherries.
But you know, the one thing people got to remember about cooking is this: you got to keep it fun. You know, everybody's going to hit a hot streak, everybody's going to hit a cold streak, you know. And when you're in those cold streaks, don't get all mad about it. You know, don't get mad at the judges. I got a buddy of mine, Doug, that I cook with. Man, I cooked a few contests, listening bitch all the way home. You know, the thing I've learned from the judges is usually they're right. You know, usually they're right. The only time I've seen them be wrong is when I won.
Right.
Thank God they work.
And you know, as much as we'd like to be out there every weekend, but you know, we have real jobs and real lives, and we just can't afford to do that. But you know, we get out there and have a good time and try to hit the ones that are local. And this year we've traveled some, and next year, you know, I think Randy and I have kind of made a pact that hey, we're going to go on at least one long trip, you know, once a year.
Yep. Road trip, man. Vegas.
Road trip. Yeah.
Go to Vegas, just remember that herpes is forever.
Well, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
So but you bring it home with you.
Maybe I need to go to Tennessee, too, you know.
Yeah.
You know, there you go. Come to Tennessee. We'll take care of you. You won't leave with anything
Hey,
here.
There's some nice folks in Tennessee. We've cooked in Memphis. I cooked in a contest in Memphis last year, and the only damn call I got was from margaritas.
Really? Well, that's all right. You make a mean margarita.
My first variety club trip and my last just because, you know, I'm a KCBS cook. I'm used to, you know, 11 o'clock quiet time and everybody's in bed. And
he's old.
I cooked this variety club, and there was Memphis and May teams all around me that had 50 people, you know, partying until 3 in the morning. And I wasn't real crazy about that. But
I would be.
Yeah. That's because you're sleeping on a cot.
That's all right.
Blow that air mattress up, put it on a cot. Yeah, I know. I know that feeling too. It's rough, especially when it's, you know, you need to go to bed. But man, just one more. Let's just stay up a little while longer. It'll be all right. And you go to sleep, and you
ain't
roll over.
Ain't nothing but a headache.
Wake up. It's a real headache.
You got it, brother. Yeah, that's one thing we've learned. You know. I can stay home and get drunk. You know,
right.
If I'm going to cook at a contest, you know, I'll have a few libations, visit my friends.
Right.
But I don't want to talk to barbecue Jesus.
No. You know, and there's a lot of boys that go, and I don't see how they can do it.
Yeah.
I just don't understand it.
Tell you one thing, I was in Iola, Kansas one year. These guys, they're great. I'm not going to name them because I don't want to embarrass them. They're great guys. But they got kicked out of the damn swimming pool like about midnight.
Man.
I think they're doing cannonballs and speedos or something like that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's, yeah. And videoed it.
Yeah, that's the middle image you want out.
There you go. You don't want to be seen caught doing that kind of stuff, no doubt.
That's
but
for sure.
So, Chris,
that's
are you cooking
sure.
anywhere anytime soon?
Well,
on the circuit?
No, we do a lot of small stuff around here. You know, when something comes close. I did have some TBA guys go up to Clarksville, Tennessee, and Robert Merriam, you know, I've talked to him several times on Facebook, but I've got some guys that know him and cook with him some, and when they were up there at the KCBS Wounded Warriors.
You need to bring in Cowboy Dan, man.
Yeah. And believe it, I think, if I'm not mistaken, they were there in Tupelo.
They were.
I think they were.
They were there in Tupelo. They did the Wounded Warriors. I tried to cook the Wounded Warriors, but I got in too late to enter.
Yeah, they had a cutoff on that.
That's good, because I told Rob I was going to stump a mud hole in his ass and walk it dry.
Which probably would not have happened, but
at least I told him that.
Yeah, he told him
you
that.
Just thought, yeah, well, it's always good to talk that game up, you know, and, you know, psych the competition out. That's you know, a little talk never hurts anybody, no doubt.
Steve lie, man.
You know,
but
the one thing that I really like about the competition circuit is the family atmosphere. And, you know, I know we hit on this earlier, but, you know, before Randy and I met, you know, I cooked under Burn One Barbecue, and it's my wife and my 12-year-old son now, and he's actually grown up in the...
And he can actually cook chicken better than any of us.
Yeah, he can. So he's kind of grown up out on the circuit, and to be honest with you, Chris, when we cooked in Chicago, that was the first time that I did not know anybody that I was cooking against. And,
really?
Yeah. And
now we got a bunch of friends.
Now we got a bunch of friends. My Facebook blew up after Chicago, and I know Randy's did too. And we, you know, we made a lot of good contacts up that way, and those are people that'll remember you, and you remember them, you know, when you're out on the circuit. And,
right.
And what I always like to say is, you know, if my son's, you know, sitting behind somebody's camper drinking a beer, my 12-year-old son, somebody will go to him and say, boy, you don't need to be doing that.
You need to be taking a shot of whiskey.
But, you know, I mean, it's that kind of family atmosphere. You know, you don't have to worry about anybody getting naked and running through, you know.
You got
to
worry about
right.
And getting crazy. You know, there's no fighting. There's no, you know, it's just a good atmosphere, I think.
Right. And, you know, us as barbecue, we won't put up with that anyhow. You know, we would put that fire out before it
started. Absolutely, and that's what I'm saying. You know, I mean, it's that kind of atmosphere that I feel comfortable raising my kid in.
You know what I like about barbecue? Everybody's got it. I call it the moment of zen. And the moment of zen occurs when you got all your stuff on and you just sit down and you relax and you reflect and you say, man, life's good.
That's right.
Life's real good. We did that on the show, you know. They're filming us in Salisbury, and we told divas to chill out, and we weren't being a-holes about it. We were just chilling out, you know.
Right.
And that's what it's all about, you know. Just sit back, reflect, have fun, enjoy the day the good Lord gave you, and have a good time, man.
You know, I believe that because, you know, we have in our lives, everybody has their own things they have to deal with day in and day out. And, you know, and when we go to barbecue, we're not there to add more stress and problems to our lives. You know, we're there to relax. You know, it's a sport that we enjoy doing. And
it's like my therapy. You know, I'm a family practice doctor. People always ask me, you know, dude, why are you doing this? And I said, you know, because it's a lot of work, you know, that kind of thing. And, you know, I don't want to eat barbecue at a barbecue contest. I want pizza or something, you know?
Yeah, there you go, yeah.
You know, but what I tell people is when you're cooking at a barbecue contest, all you're thinking about is cooking at a barbecue contest. You kind of get in that zone. And, you know, all those things that are like, you're not worried about paying this bill. You're not worried about, you know, your kid doing this or, you know, Andy going out there and trying to go streaking through the crowd or nothing like that. You just
got
a barbecue contest just having fun.
That's right.
Yeah, I agree with you. You know, it's just a different world. People don't realize when we get into it, you know, people don't realize why we do it because they're not there. They don't have a clue.
I'm thankful
to have it.
To me, Chris, too, it's almost like a drug, you know. I mean, I don't play golf. I don't hunt.
Like marijuana?
I don't fish. No, it's like more like heroin. That's how addictive it is.
Yeah, the first one's free.
You know, back in the spring, I was dead gum or something going on outside there. No big deal. Hey, back in the spring, I was just in this foul mood. I'd come home from work every day, and my wife said, what's wrong with you? And I said, nothing's wrong with me. I'm just, you know, And finally, I figured it out. I said, you know what's wrong with me? I said, I need to cook. And I went and cooked in this little IBCA competition and won it. And, you know, that was my feed. You know, that's what I needed. I was in a better mood for the next 3 weeks, you know. So, I mean, it's just, it gets in your system and it's hard to get away from.
That's right. I agree with you. Well, give me just a minute. Let me give a shout out to all our listeners out there. If you're tuning in to Chris Chadwick Show. We're talking smoke tonight with Randy Hill and Andy Allen of, I can't think, Southern Crunk.
Burn One Boys. Although next contest I'm entering under the name of Spanish Fly.
Oh, no. But I'm telling you, we got them in the house. We're having a great time tonight, guys. We're just talking barbecue, talking competitions. We're just having a great time. If you're just tuning in, check us out. We also want to mention, we want to give a big shout-out to Daryl Mast at BarbecueSuperstars.com. Without Daryl, this show wouldn't be possible. BarbecueSuperstars.com has everything from A to Z, has plenty of informative information out there, how-to videos. It's loaded full of information. Check it out, BarbecueSuperstars.com. We're just having a great time here, and we're having a lot of good conversation, telling some good stories. We're going to talk some techniques, maybe get a few secrets out of these guys and find out what they're cooking on.
Also, I know who shot Kennedy, man.
Well, that's what we want to know. But anyhow, y'all tune in, stay with us. We've got plenty more time. We're talking live right now on the air. All right, back with Randy and Andy. That rhymes, guys.
We know. We hear that all the time.
Yeah, man. Pedro.
Well, what do y'all usually cook on? What type of cookers do you use?
Oh, that's interesting.
Well, we have a couple of different options. Randy has a Yoder smoker.
Right.
And we usually cook our
big beef.
Yeah, well, I tell you what we do. You know, we're a team, and we cook. I cook two meats, and Randy cooks two meats. And usually what we do is I cook a big meat and then a rib or a chicken, and then Randy will cook a big meat and a rib or a chicken. But Randy's got the Yoder, and I've got a Backwoods Party and a Backwoods Chubby.
Damn barbecue microwave.
And Randy gives me a hard time about cooking on those, but I tell you what, they sure are convenient, and it kind of paid off for us in Chicago. You know, I had an old stick burner that was homemade and couldn't keep the heat, and I literally had moving blankets to try to keep the heat in the wintertime.
Right.
Everybody would give me a hard time about putting my pit to sleep and all this, that, and the other. You know, so I said, you know what, I'm gonna spend some money, and if I'm gonna get serious about this, I need to get serious. So I got that Backwoods, and I tell you what, I have a hard time cooking on Randy's pit. You know, I can do it.
Because you're not nice to Juanita, man. You got to, like, massage her. Be
you know,
nice to her.
We've named our pits, you know, Randy's pit is Juanita, and my Backwoods Party is Trudy. And, you know, and I actually, my Chubby, I call them T1 and T2. You know, Trudy 1 and Trudy 2 on my pit, so... You know, it's we both have had good success on both pits, and
but as you know, there's a lot of techniques out there, you know, and one of the things we did when we went on Pitmasters, I'm gonna try something I've been doing on the circuit with my chicken, and that's taking a frying pan, put a little oil in there, and crisping that skin.
Right. Everybody noticed that. Uh-huh.
And the first time I did that was in Ashland, Mississippi, got second in chicken.
Right.
It's all gone to hell from then. You know, but it works. But the problem with it is, it's real hit or miss. I mean, you got a very narrow window when you get that chicken just the way it should be, you know. And when we did that on the show, we did it with intent because we wanted to show some people some different things you can try that were not the norm on a circuit. You know,
and one of the things we're kind of handcuffed with is product. You know, I mean, we have Sam's. And, you know, and that's about our best shot at any kind of quality meat. You know, there's some local meat markets, but they buy their stuff at the same place that Sam's buys theirs.
You know?
I mean, you know, we don't have an opportunity to get any good Purdue chicken or any you know,
unless you're in the Delmarva.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
You know, which is in Salisbury. He's kind of blowing your mind there, but you know, we've noticed that a lot. You know, I mean, our product is kind of product driven a lot. You know, I mean, when
right.
we get.
But you know, when you're talking techniques, so you know, you could take a little bullet smoker and you can kick everybody's ass on the circuit. You know, if you know
yeah.
what you're doing. And
yeah.
I think people get too caught up in the rigs and all that kind of thing.
That's right.
I think the best attribute you can give to a barbecue cook is a guy that could take something and realize what to do based on how your cook's going. I mean, we've all done it. You could time it. You know, my wife gets mad at me because she'll cook biscuits, and they're supposed to cook for 12 minutes, and it's supposed to cook
right.
at a amount of temperature, and they come out burnt, and then she chews my ass about it. You know, the truth be known, you
yeah.
got to pay attention to what you do. You got to listen to your
right.
meat. You know, if you know, meat, a protein product varies from place to place on temperature, humidity, all these kind of variable factors
right.
that are involved. And if you don't pay attention to that stuff, you're going to be so headstrong that you ain't going to adjust.
That's right.
You're screwed, bro.
Well, you know, I mean,
right.
it all comes down to you know, knowing your pit, knowing what you're doing with your
and
pit.
I know Juanita.
You know,
and
I got to give props to our buddy Eric Lee from Fire Dancer.
Oh, man, he's uh-huh. a bomb.
You know, he's out of Bryan, Arkansas, and this is his first year to cook. He's been a judge for a long time.
I wish he'd go back to judging so
but,
he could kick in our ass.
I know it. You know, he was down at Fulton, Mississippi Reserve this weekend by himself. He cooks on a couple of Weber Bullets, or Weber Smoky Mountains, I'm sorry.
W.
Yep.
And, you know, and knocks it out of the park, you know. And
right.
these guys are cooking with the jambos and all this stuff against him, and he knows exactly the profile right now of what's going on.
But the bottom
right.
line, people ought to know, just don't be intimidated. You know, go in there and enter a contest. You know, I remember the first time I got a call in chicken in somewhere in Mississippi, and, you know, I was in over my head. I bought a smoker off of eBay that I had to sell because the thing blew up outside of Little Rock. That's another story. But anyway, just don't be intimidated. Go out there and cook. Don't be afraid to ask people. Don't be shigging. You know, don't be over there
yeah.
trying to peek and act like you're being
right,
nice
right.
with your stuff. Just ask them. We'll tell you.
Be real. Yeah. Yeah. Well,
you know, I learned
you
something
know.
At every cook-off I go to. You know, either a technique or a style or a different flavor profile. You know what I mean? If you'll talk to us and talk to, you know, to anybody, they'll tell you more than you want to know.
Particularly
right.
if Andy's had a few libations.
Yeah,
for real. They will. You know, back to Tupelo, when we went down there, I always say, let the smoke roll. I wear it out, you know, and it's just caught on.
Oh, yeah,
know?
my good friends, two fat drunks out of Helena, that's their saying, let the smoke roll, brother.
That's right. You know, I wore it out, and people just tell me that all the time. If I go in the grocery store, if I go to another city, they see me. They'll holler across the grocery store, across Walmart, let the smoke roll, you know, and I'll just go.
Better been hollering at, hey, jackass, cut up your chicken.
Yeah.
But one picture stands in my mind from Tupelo, Mississippi. You know, you had helicopters swarming around the top, taking all these aerial photographs and everything. Friday night, we light my old stick burner. It's an old stick burner. I built it. I learned how to weld building it. You know, it's a hell of a cooker, though. I know how to cook
it. Building, ain't it? When you light your pit at a comp, isn't that one of the best buildings in the world?
I'm telling you. I lit it with one match. One match, lit it. I had a fire, man. I had a hell of a fire. But this one aerial photograph, out of the 100 teams there cooking, there was no smoke anywhere but in the top right corner. And that smoke was to the sky, to that helicopter. I mean, the smoke was rolling hundreds of feet high, and we just put a circle in it and put, we're here. That's where we're at.
That's awesome.
We were the
That's
only
cool,
team.
Dude. That's cool.
I'm telling you. We were letting the smoke roll. Hundreds of feet high, the helicopter had to fly through it, I'm telling you. And we were the only team there doing that, you know. So, you know, it's just stuck with us ever since. But just have a big time and enjoy yourself, you know, because a lot of teams, a lot of guys, when they get there, they're so wound up on winning, they forget about the fun of getting there.
Well, I think that's kind of the point I was trying to make when I got on the Pitmaster show, you know, is like, you had a comp, have fun, you know?
Yeah.
You have some fun. If you can't have fun, you need to quit. You need to do something else, you know? But, you know, we've all been there. It's a lot of work at a comp. I mean, it really is. But every time I leave a comp, I make a new friend, you know, and I learn something. Like when we were in Chicago, I learned that an aquarium is not necessarily an aquarium.
Right.
It's a device they use to smoke their meat with.
Right.
And I did not know either that in Chicago that rib tips were the kind of a delicacy.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I love rib tips. You know, everybody
yeah.
throws them out, the stuff we do. That's the best part of the rib to me. But in Chicago, apparently, that's the stuff.
Huh.
You know, so, you know, everywhere you go, like if you go out to Kentucky, you know, you're going to be cooking some
goat.
Yeah, yeah.
Or mutton,
yep.
You know, and that's the beauty of barbecue, man. We all got our own regional stuff.
You know,
so
that's kind of the funny
this.
Thing about where we are here in Arkansas.
Yeah.
You know, we kind of have the fusion of the Kansas City, the Memphis, the Texas, you know, kind of all rolled into one.
Right.
And that's kind of, you know, what I like to tell people is that I'm cooking Arkansas barbecue. I'm not, you know, which is kind of just a mixture of the three.
Uh-huh.
You know, and it's
that's why it cracks me up. They ask, what style do y'all cook a barbecue?
Right.
You tell them the good kind?
Yeah.
The good style?
The good style.
The good style.
You know, I mean, y'all get this back in Tennessee a little bit?
Well, you know, we do. And when you see all these magazine write-up articles, they always want to talk about North Carolina style.
Yeah.
And I love barbecue. I love to eat. I mean, the only better thing cooking barbecue is eating barbecue, you know. And North Carolina's good. I don't really care for the mustard base as well as I do.
Oh, the vinegar.
Yeah. Well, I like a little vinegar. You know, Bill has a Tennessee Red. And I love that. You know, it's got a little heat to it. It's got
yeah, that's good on chicken, man.
Yeah.
That was really good on chicken. That Tennessee Red. Oh, God.
You're talking to a chicken god there.
Well, I'm telling you. Yeah, it's fire. But I like a little ketchup, a little thick ketchup base.
Yeah.
Base, and it usually works around here, flavor profiles. But it's really hard on these small cooks because you don't know what flavor profile to go with.
You just nailed the hardest thing in barbecue is what do the damn cooks like to taste, or the judges, I'm sorry. I mean,
yeah.
You know, we know about appearance. We can all do that. We can all do texture. You know, we all can do that kind of, our tenderness. But
yeah.
What they want to taste, I mean, good God almighty. That's like trying to figure out the feminine mind.
That's a $1 million question, no doubt.
And please don't tell my wife I said that, by the way. You know, but... You know, and that's the problem. And I'm going to tell you, that the guy that's doing the Blues Hog stuff, he's got it. He's good.
Yeah.
He has nailed that. And the problem is, you know, everybody's got – it's funny what everybody hits on. You know, something's hot every time, you know.
Right.
That guy, you know, all the Blues Hog stuff was hot for about a year. And then when people thought they could taste it, they counted off for it.
Right.
Right.
Which is insane to me.
And see, and the head country is the same way. You know, head country's big in Oklahoma and you know, if the judges can taste the head country, then they, you know, they're like, well, you know, this is just like everybody else's.
So
right.
Here we're gonna give you a big secret tonight. I mean, here's the secret that most cooks do. Nobody makes their own sauce.
Right.
What everybody does is they'll take a sauce and they'll doctor it with various things.
Yeah.
You know, we'll add a little bit of balsamic. We'll add a little bit of honey. We'll add a little bit of whatever till we get the flavor profile the way we want it. So if
right.
you guys are out there trying to make your own sauce, it's a damn waste of time.
You know, you're right. I mean, I believe it or not, I make my own rub and my own sauce.
Yep.
But with that being said, you can always hit it with a little extra this or that, depending on where you go.
That's right.
To enhance it. You know, the doctrine is the key. I mean, you got to. And everybody uses different flavor profiles, different combinations.
Well, I found, the farther south you go, the sweeter it's got to be.
Right.
You know, if you get down south, if you go, up towards Kansas and those kind of areas, you just back off a little bit on the sweet. And you don't add necessarily heat, you add something like a little bit of balsamic, which adds
right.
a little bit of a difference.
Right.
you know, and that's all I'm going to tell you about that.
Yeah, I got you. I know what you're saying. That's all I want to say about
that. Kenny's got the secret pop sauce of his.
Well, yeah,
I tell you what, that sauce has really done wonders for me. It's a sweet heat. It's a back heat. It's got some sugar and chipotle in it, and I tell you what, I use it on my pork and my ribs, and it really brings out. You know, I glaze with a sauce, and then I also glaze with my pop sauce, and I tell you what, it really brings out some flavor, some different flavor, and it kind of gives you that wow, you know, that's a good tasting piece of pork, and that's a good tasting rib. So.
Yeah, the other interesting phenomenon that's out here right now is these finishing powders.
Right.
You know, everybody's using a little bit of finishing powders, and that's more like a Memphis thing, you know.
Yeah.
And it's kind of funny because we cook in Memphis, we'll do that, but when I don't do that when I don't cook in Memphis, you know. So you got to
right.
be able to roll with the flow.
You do. You have to go with the flow, and do what's expected of you in that region. No doubt about it.
When
it's,
in Rome,
do as the Romans do.
The Romans do. That's right. When in Rome, yeah, that's right.
To some extent.
But, you know, I mean, my philosophy is, you know, I pretty much, if I'm in Kansas, if I'm in California, if I'm in Maryland, if I'm in Chicago.
It's good, it's good.
I'm cooking my same recipe.
Yeah.
You know, I fought with that a lot when I first started. You know, I was like, okay, I'm in this different region, I need to cook a different way. And that's really not the truth. You know, I mean, you talk to these tried and true veterans, and, you know, you look at the Rod Grays of the world, and I guarantee you his recipe is the same thing everywhere he goes. You know,
right,
I mean, he
right.
may tweak it here and there, but, you know, for the most part, it's the same every time.
That's right. Bill mentioned Rod Gray yesterday a few times about some of the flavor profiles he was using, and in which we, you know, we pulled it all out of the truck. And actually, my daughter and Bill did most of the prep work on the ribs. Another friend there out of Paris was there helping us too. And
we need somebody to cook chicken.
Could
she cook chicken pretty good?
Yeah. How's Presley's chicken?
It's pretty mean. I'm telling you, her real specialty. Well, let me tell you. Well, while we were in Paris doing the ribeye sandwich fundraiser Friday, I had my team shirt on, which is Hall County Cookers. And I had a woman come up to me, and she says, "By any chance, did you cook at the fair, state fair cook-off?" And I said, "Yes, ma'am, I did." And she said, "Did you do the backyard, the chef's choice? I did a pork tenderloin medallion." I'm just going to tell you. I mean, because everybody else knows already anyhow. Pork tenderloin medallion wrapped in bacon with a provolone cheese. I melted it over, turned it upside down. It looked like a cupcake. And then we topped it with a...
Might Myra know about that?
Well, he does now. Hell. and then we topped it with a fresh jalapeno that I picked out of the garden, tomato,
wow.
onion, pineapple salsa. We seared on the back of the burn box. We made that salsa, dropped it on top. It just, you know, they just went crazy, you know. She said, "Well, I was actually a judge there, me and my husband both." And she was actually the judge for Henry County also. And she says, "Anytime you make that, I'll buy it, just call me."
Why don't you ship that to Arkansas?
That's right. That sounds good, brother.
I'm telling you, you know, and matter of fact, we won the grand there this year again. That's our second year in a row winning the grand
awesome.
In Henry County. So, you know, and my daughter stuck right there beside me. She was right there on it, too. And, but we just, you know, we have a big time when we go. We just come up with different things, some different flavor profiles. And chicken, you know, the last time I hit on my chicken first place, I was so upset with it. my skin, I just pulled
that,
it off.
That ain't nothing but rats with wings, man. That's
I'm
all chicken
you.
Is.
I threw the skin off of it. I threw it in the fire. I doped her up with some sauce. I charred the sauce, and I come in first place. I walked first place on my chicken with no skin on it.
And to me, every time I like it, it doesn't do worth a dang.
There you
know?
Go.
And if I hate it, it seems like if I don't care for it whatsoever, then I get a much better result.
Let me ask you this, man. If you're going to add one new category to KCBS, you know, what would you add? You know, you got chicken, you got ribs, you got pork butt, and you got brisket. What would you add?
Well, I would add, and it's tough, I would probably, I don't know, I don't want to say dessert or a drink category. We already do that.
I'm good at drinking.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, well, yeah, we, you know, and our Moose Lodge circuit cooks, we do, they do the Bloody Mary and the margarita on turn-ins, and that goes towards your grand champion. You got to turn them in if you want to place, you know, have a chance of winning. But I would probably say,
I'd add lamb.
Well, the lamb would be good, that's what I was going to say. Both of those, I was going to say a gourmet category such as seafood or an exotic.
I think KCBS ought to move towards that. To each region, you know, because every region is unique. And they ought to have, if you go to like Kentucky and they want you to cook mutton, you cook mutton.
Right. Right.
You know, if you go to Alabama, like down there at
Mobile,
you cook seafood.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I think they ought to certify that stuff. I think that's something they ought to look to doing because I think that'll get more people interested in the sport.
Right.
And by the way, if it is a sport, I am now a professional athlete, so I'm feeling pretty good about myself.
There you go. There you go. Lifting them weights too, aren't you?
You know it, bro.
12 ounces at a time.
Well, you know, I agree with you, but. That, you know, an exotic, something regional, the seafood aspect, you know, I would say something that would put these guys out of their box. It would be out of their, a lot of them out of their element to come in.
The problem,
yeah, like
we're
that.
All being accused of being one-bite wonders, which we are. You know, you take your one bite, is it good, is it bad, or whatever. If you took two or three more bites, it might not be so good. The flavors change as you eat it, you know, and I'd be just kind of curious to see what it'd be like if we just, we're all getting way too much, it's almost getting to where everybody's like trying to standardize what they do, you know.
Right.
You got to turn into putty green, you got to make your ribs look this way or whatever, and it's almost like KCBS does not reward originality anymore.
No, they want,
you know,
the butter.
And that's what I'm saying, the last thing you want your judge to do is think, you know, and I don't know how
butter.
To change that.
I know, they want the butter, brown sugar, and the honey.
You know it.
You know, there it is. That's just, I mean, everybody does that.
Oh, and the problem is, I'd be curious, I'd love to hear some judges on the show to hear what they have to say about it.
Well, that's what we need. I need to work on that. Getting, you know, this is my fifth episode, and
I'm sorry you got a bunch of losers on your fifth one, brother.
Man, I'm honored to have y'all on the show. It's awesome.
We're glad to be here, man.
With y'all. And I want you to come back as much as you want to. Listen every weekend. Call in anytime. You're always welcome.
We appreciate it. Hey, we appreciate you do for the sport. I mean, we just want to get people interested in doing the barbecue thing, you know. This is what our American heritage is all about.
And it's a lot bigger than it was, you know, 6 years ago when I first started. You know, you can't go to a contest and snake one in, you know, anymore. You go to a contest now anywhere in the country, and you've got some quality competition.
You know, I only joined the sport for the groupies.
Yeah.
There's some big old gals, but they're hot.
You know what they're called, don't you? They're called the meat pullers.
That's right.
They pull my meat anytime.
Randy puts a little barbecue sauce behind his ears, you know, and they just follow him around.
Yeah, mostly dogs, you know, cattle and whatnot.
Oh, man. Well, you know, on your Pitmaster experience, you had a great, you know, I enjoyed watching you. It was just a great show. I enjoyed it completely. I mean, and after that, you know, that's when I first, I sent you, you know, that first text message on Facebook, Randy, and then from there we kind of chatted back and forth, and I just kind of kept up with you, you know, and it's just interesting how we all need each other.
Well, and I really appreciate that. And that's what's so cool about it. You know, the barbecue world is a great place, and it's getting smaller. You know, I'd like to see us expand beyond the borders, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
Well,
You know, I just appreciate you having us on, letting us talk about the stuff that we love and we enjoy it. It's kind of a passion of ours.
That's right. And as you can tell, we have a good time doing it. So
yeah.
Once it stops being fun, then I don't know that I'm going to be interested anymore.
Yeah, if it's having a fun contest, we'd win every one.
Right. But, you know, it's a lot of work, and in the same breath, it's a lot of fun. I mean, we're going out there. You know, some guys have a little different setup than others. We're old school as far as old school goes. I consider our team, when we go, we're the underdogs. And everybody looks at us like, we're going to beat y'all. You know?
Well, that's why I'm going to, like, have an alias for every contest I cook from here on out.
You know, I say,
when I cook in Pine Bluff, I'm going to be Spanish Fly.
There you go.
When I first started too, Chris, you know, I mean, I'd roll up to a contest and I'd go, oh, crud, you know, Butcher's here, oh, crud, you know, Little Big Town's here. And now when I pull in, they go, dadgum, you know, Andy's here, you know. So
we're going to kick his ass.
Or they go, all right, Andy's here. We at least can win one, you know, we can get ahead of him, you know, so. But, you know, it's just, it's recognition, you know. You get out there and you do it, and I look forward to it every weekend, so.
Right, and then when you get called, you know, that even confirms, you know, that's a confirmation that you've done a good job that weekend.
I met Johnny Trigg probably 10 times, and every time.
Great guy.
And every time I met him, I had to tell him who I was and say, hey, you know, I'm Andy from Burn One Barbecue, and I got that 180 up in Springdale, and he was there. And the next time I saw him, I went up to him and I said, hey, I'm Andy from Burn One Barbecue. He said, I know who you are, you know. So that made me feel good, I didn't have to introduce myself again. So
they need to nurture some of those guys, you know. Like, one of the best moments of my life was walking up Pine Bluff, Arkansas. I got second in ribs, and Trigg got third.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
Hey, Johnny, good job.
It makes you feel good. And, you know, you're not taking anything away from him at all. You know, he is.
Absolutely not. I read the hell out of that, man.
Yeah. But, you know, then in the same breath, man, you thought, man, I've really done something really phenomenal here. No doubt.
It gives you a good feeling, you know, when you can beat the best, you know, and that's the bottom line.
If I want to compete against the best. That's what I like.
If you're going to beat Tiger, you got to play Tiger, you know. And
that's right.
That's kind of
the way
we go about it. So.
That's right. You know, the first time I met Johnny was in Tupelo. And he was over there at the Pitmaster set up talking to Myron Mixon and a couple other guys. And, you know, I thought, hell, I'm going to go over there and meet him.
He'll talk your ear off.
Yeah, I hate to go over there in front of everybody, you know, and in the same breath, I'm not shy at all. But I just didn't want to go over there and intrude or feel
right.
So I kind of waited until he started walking off, and then I hollered at him and waited. I said, hey, Johnny. And he didn't hear me. I said, Johnny. And he looked up. I waved at him. I run over there. And I said, I just want to come over here and meet you and talk to you for a minute. And I shook his hand, and he says, I can tell, boy, your wife don't let you out much, does she? I said, hell no, she don't, but when I get out, I have one big time.
Damn straight, that dog's going to hunt. Well, that's like Myron. Myron, you know, I wish people didn't give him the rep he has on the show. Myron's a nice guy.
He really is.
I mean, he'll talk your ear off. He's a good guy. You know, he doesn't deserve people saying he's an a-hole for whatever reason.
No.
Because he really is. In fact, you know, it's kind of funny, you know, people thought I should be mad at him for what he said. But, you know, he spoke the truth. I appreciate that. You know?
Well, they do typecast him as that.
Yeah, they really do.
But it's
worked out for him though too, you know.
Right. It gives the show a little more credibility, some ratings. But when I went and met him, I told him I'd just been down to his place and I'd bought some of his sauce and talked to a few and met his son and Tom Boyette, I think, and a couple others down there. But anyhow, we talked a few minutes, I got a picture with him. And we shook hands, and then he said, I appreciate you buying my sauce. You know, he even thanked me for buying some of the sauce from him.
I would tell you, all the guys that judged are nice. Everybody on the show was nice. So just realize TV does what it does with you. Just be yourself.
Right.
True to yourself, man.
And I was really shocked. You know, every time they said one, two, three words, they would cut it and have to say it again about five, six times.
Oh, he didn't like doing that. It was all that part he didn't dig, you know. As far as I was concerned. But, you know, he put a camera in our face. We're kind of good at that stuff.
Well, you know, it was just the weird thing was, too, Chris, is, you know, we had the camera in our face for 8 hours. And,
right.
You know,
I felt sorry for the cameraman.
Yeah. You know, we're doing what we do on a normal weekend.
No. The best part, like, they're mic'd up, and you go back and then you got to take a piss. It's like, hey, dude, I'm pissing.
Yeah, you're mic'd up, and they can hear you everywhere you go. So, you know, man. It's pretty funny.
You know, I thought
that was awesome. Dude, I'm peeing right now. Can you hear that?
Yeah, can you hear me now? Yeah, for real. But, you know, the way that worked, I'm sure it had to have been hard. You know, you had all these camera guys around each team there.
Yeah.
Zooming right in. I'm sure every time you turned around, there was one right there you was running into, wasn't there?
Absolutely.
You know? It was. You know, you get used to it. You kind of did. And I'm going to tell you, those guys are great. You know, nobody interfered with our cook. Nobody made us mess up. They're all very respectful. We had the best field producer you'll ever meet.
Yeah.
In the name of Levin.
Eric Levin, yeah.
You know, and It was a great experience, and I just hope like hell somebody from Tennessee gets on there and kicks everybody's ass.
Well, you know, I don't want to say this, but I hope like hell I get on there and kick some ass. I mean, I want
to vote for you, bro.
That's right.
You know, I'm going to get on there. You know, I did a video. Barbecue Superstars goes around a lot of different teams, and they do videos. You know, he just records a video, and he puts it on the website.
Yeah.
Right. And on YouTube. And I did a video. And we had beer night. It was Friday night. We had beer night and did the show live from our cook site. And he wound up making an hour and a half video. I mean, it's like a damn movie now, okay? You know, you want to stop it and go back and watch some more of it. And of course, you critique yourself harder than anyone else does. You know, and I thought, man, I look like a damn idiot on there doing all the stuff I did because
like me,
I
bro.
Said, you know, I said, Big D, it's time. What I'm going to do, I said, I'm going to kick this tire. I kicked the tire on the cooker. I said, I'm going to light that fire. And I said, I'm going to let the smoke roll, baby. And
what'd you do,
Bo? From there on out, it was on.
Well, just, if you get on that damn show, cut the damn chicken up.
Yep.
Cut the chicken.
Chris, we really appreciate you having us on a show tonight. Man, I just want to give a lot of props to our sponsor, Fred Gross, for Mojo Bricks. Because that dude's helped us a lot. If you ain't tried them, you need to give them a shout. You know, and
MojoBricks.com.
But anyway,
we want Fred on here. We want to get Fred on the show one night. Yeah,
he'd love it.
Yeah, Fred would love it, man. Last time we saw him, he was running around Chicago in a Speedo doing something unnatural.
Well, you know, that's part of it. You know, that's part of
that's
the
part of Fred.
Community. But no, we'd love to have him on the show and get him on the TBA and thanks, man.
I mean, there's a few products out there that'll change a game. And that's one of them, you know. And we ain't giving any secrets away tonight, but we'll give that one away.
Well, I'm going to tell you, in the barbecue world, all these teams, you know, I like to help. I want to help everybody I can.
I do, but I don't want to beat my ass either.
Right. Well, you know, I don't want to beat my ass, but, you know, that distinguishes us. You know, we're tough. We get out there. We can hold our head high if we get our ass kicked one weekend or next weekend.
I got you, Chris. You better get your butt down here to Hot Springs, Arkansas, Bubba. We'll show you around. We'll have a good time.
That sounds like a big plan. But we want to invite Fred on the show. We want to welcome him to the Tennessee Barbecue Association for sure. Get on there and become a friend, or I'll just get in there and I'll invite him on there. And, you know, it's not going to hurt. Surely somebody will want to buy some of that stuff. I mean, we welcome all that because
well,
we
I hope they don't because I don't want to beat my ass with it.
No. We need them to buy
it. I'm telling you. You've got more than that. I mean, that right there is just a tool in your arsenal to win, and I'm telling you.
That's right.
That's right, Chris. But like I say, we really appreciate you letting us on the show, and you're doing the Lord's work, my friend. You're doing a good job.
Well, I do appreciate that. I just don't even know how to thank you for coming on the show, and I just don't know what else to say. I mean, we're having one good time, and is there anything else that we need to cover? I don't want to let you go, but I don't want to talk your ear off either.
Nah, Bubba, you done good. I mean, we'd be happy to come on any time you want to talk, and I just want to say one thing, man. There are a lot of cooks out there that are a lot better than us, and we just appreciate getting to come on. We're honored by it. You know, we don't claim to be some superstar barbecue cooks. We're not that. We're just part of the family, and we're just glad to be a part of that family.
Well, all right. That's awesome, and I do appreciate it. I appreciate y'all. I do enjoy watching you on Pitmasters. I do every time. I mean, I'm rooting for you every time.
We are too.
We watch it 1,000 times. I keep coming in third, damn it.
You know, I'm telling you, I know. And you know, the big win at the Windy City, you know, that's awesome. Congratulations on that again.
I want to give a shout out to Meathead, man. That guy was really, really, I appreciate him being open mind like he was. He's a good guy. He's a real good guy.
That's awesome. Awesome. Well, guys, I guess it's time to roll. If y'all want to get off here, you're more than welcome to stay on. I think I've got a couple callers from the TBA calling in. I'm going to get them on the line too, and have a good night.
We'll stay if they got some questions or something.
All right. Well, there you go. Let me see who we got online here. We got a caller in queue. He's been holding for a while. Let's see if I can get him on.
We'll hold for you, bro.
All right, sounds like a good one. Let me see if I can make this thing happen. I'm multitasking tonight. I'm trying to run this board and talk and watch. And, you know, I'm supposed to have a chat room, too, but there's no way that I can ever pull that off. I'm just not that slick.
I got you, bro. You're going to get there, though. I got a bell, though.
That probably just
okay, guys. Chris Chadwick here on BarbecueSuperstars.com Network. We're having a big show tonight. If you're just tuning in, welcome to the show. We've got some awesome techniques, and we've got some great guys in here with us tonight. 415-3819. Who've we got here?
What's up?
Hey, that's Keith Webb, Pirate Port. Keith, how's it going tonight, my man?
Been going good. Been cooking, eating supper, and listening to y'all talk BBQ.
Well, I hope we're coming across loud and clear. Are we doing it?
Yep.
Well, we've got Southern Cross Burn One Boys Barbecue on the line with us tonight. If you've got any questions for Randy or Andy, let's hear them. Ask.
Shoot, y'all just keep talking. I'm hearing all the info I need.
Well, you know.
Hey, what secret do you want to hear?
ask them a secret where we can get something out of them tonight.
Chadwick knows my main situation. Chicken.
I hate chickens. They're damn rotten wings.
Don't we all?
We're in a poultry conundrum right now. So
I'm going to tell you, the chicken is a subject that a lot of the cooks love to discuss because none of them ever hit on it. I mean, we just have a hell of a time.
There is one team that injects their chicken with chicken noodle soup. They strain it and just inject it with the chicken noodle soup, and they keep that stuff from drying out. I have brined it. I have injected it. I have performed voodoo on it, and I've taken it to a priest, and I still can't make the stuff turn out right.
Well, you know, the most moist chicken I ever get is when I cook them whole and then cut them before time.
Yeah, you know, the problem with cooking them whole is getting the breast meat and the leg meat to turn out right.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I know. Yeah, I agree with you there. On the chicken, one thing that I do like to inject, I'll take a chicken broth, or a chicken broth with butter. Hit the breast a little bit, the thighs a little bit, and that usually works really well, too.
The Cosmos makes a little chicken suck. I've tried that a few times, and it's been okay, but I find I like what it tastes better when I inject it.
Right. Keith, what else? What else? Well, have you had any cooks lined up lately?
No, I think that... My next cook, I'm planning on doing that VFW thing, ain't going to work. Still ain't got nobody at my job yet.
Well.
So it's probably going to either be, and if I can make that soybean or the one up in the lake, one of them two will be the next one so far.
Well, you know, our next cooks, guys, if you don't know, here in the TBA, we've got several cooks going on. We've been in contact with Tyson Foods. Tyson's hosting a huge barbecue cook-off there in Martin, Tennessee. It's called the Soybean Festival. This year, they're planning on passing out about 70,000 pounds of yard bird.
We live in the land of Tyson. I wish to God they'd make an organic bird that was a little bit smaller that we could cook, because then they make the breast so big, you know, you can't cook them in comp.
I know. they're so large, it's hard to, you know, you just have to go through so many to get the right size that you really want him. But it's a big show there in Martin, Tennessee. There's probably going to be an excess. For Martin, it's going to be a 35-40 team cook, I think, this year. And we do have information posted on the Tennessee Barbecue site, Tennessee Barbecue Association. They're on Facebook. Check us out. Look it up. There is a PDF application on there. Also, we've got next weekend, actually, at the local VFW there in Henry County, their third annual barbecue competition's going on. And I think I'm going to make that one, too, Keith. I think I'm going to be there. So if you don't get to cook, you can come up and hang with me. I mean, that's not a problem.
I'll do it.
You know, it's always a good one good weekend of barbecuing is the way to go. I mean, like I always say in the past,
your worst weekend of barbecuing is better than your best day of work, my friend.
There you go. That's it.
Hey, ma'am.
That's a fact. And I just got word in a little while ago. Now, you guys, y'all appreciate this. You know, Memphis, they say Memphis is a home of barbecue. And I've got a real good friend there in Memphis, Tennessee. He lives in Cordova. He's a retired master chef. And I just sent down his way 10 shoulders. I cooked Thursday night, Friday morning, 10 shoulders for a special event for him. And I just got confirmation on it that that's the course. You know, you always appreciate when they tell you that's the best they've ever had. You know? So I do appreciate that. Also, we've had a big time. We had a big time this weekend, Keith. I hadn't got to talk to you, but we were there in Paris this weekend at the Men Who Cook charity fundraiser, and I was there with Bill Arnold of Blues Hog, and we had a huge time.
Yeah, I was going to try to run by there, but I wasn't tired to kill the man.
Oh, I know. Between trying to run your own business and work and barbecue and then trying to sleep just a little, it's actually pretty tough. But
sleep's,
you know,
overrated,
always,
man.
You know, we always find a way to do it. It sure is. We always find a way to do it. So, Keith, come on. Well, the listeners are waiting. We want some questions. Throw some out there for the guys.
All right. Now, you're talking about that. Well, first of all, Chris, I think me and you need to go to Arkansas and cook with them, for one. That sounds like that might be a blast.
Come on
that
down, man.
Like...
what do you do? Because I heard you do a backwoods cooker, and I do too. How much that mojo brick you putting in there when you use it?
You know, my buddy uses an offset stick burner. I use a Yoder, but my friend uses that backwoods, and he shaves about. It's really small. How much you use on that backwoods?
Mojo bricks.
Yeah, the mojo bricks.
The 2x2 cubes that you can buy, I use about a half of one of those. But what I've had to do is I had to get a saw and just kind of cut them in half.
Yeah.
And generally what I do is when I put a meat on, when I put my ribs on, I put a chunk on. When I put my chicken on, I put a chunk on. You know, because it's a slow smoke. You know, so I mean it's not something that's going to be, you're constantly smoking.
What brick you use?
I use cherry.
Yeah. I got one here. I'm going to try it my next practice cook or my next cook or whichever comes first. Hopefully a practice. And I got a, like Chris was saying something while ago, about Draper Shorty, Matt. Draper gave me one. And I was just trying to figure, there ain't no way in heck I'm putting that whole brick on there. So.
The problem is,
yeah.
don't. People put too much on. You just need a little bit of like
yeah, thing. Yeah, it's they're called the barbecues is what they're called, and you know, and you can get them on the mojo bricks, and they're about a 2x2, and you know, and if you got a I don't know, my backwoods, I just don't like to over smoke it.
No,
and
it's easy to do in that, I think.
Do what now?
I said, I think it's easy to do it in backwoods so far.
Yeah, it really is. You know, I mean,
so
if you throw way too much wood in there, you know, before I started using the mojo bricks, I would take about a 1-inch piece of cherry wood, you know, about 6-inch circumference, and I would quarter it, and I would actually put in, you know, just one quarter every time, you know, because I didn't want to over smoke. So with these Mojo bricks, really, you know, even a one barbecue, which is about a 2x2, is not going to give you, it's not going to oversmoke it a whole lot. But it's going, you know, I just like a little bit less.
Right. Good idea. That maybe will help my learning curve a little bit.
I tell you another thing that's cool is you can do those Mojo bricks. You can stick them in your gas grill. I did some fillets tonight and just stuck a Mojo brick on my smoke on my grill, man, and it was awesome.
Mm, yeah, I bet. Mm. We'll give that a whirl, that's for sure.
Give her a whirl, she does, man.
If it's in me, I'd probably throw in the whole brick on there and let her smoke.
Well, you know, I mean, he's got different sizes. You know, I mean, he's got everything from you know, like the barbecues being a 2x2. He's got some stuff out that's a mini cube that he's kind of promoting for the gas grills, and they're probably like a 1x1.
Yeah,
right.
Which is it's a good product as well. And then he's got some big logs, you know, some big, almost like a brick. And,
that's the one Draper gave me was that big one. It's about a
that's too much. Yeah. Definitely don't put that whole thing on there. You know, I mean,
no,
especially
I'll
if you
go,
got a small
I'll go
smoker,
trimmer.
You know, anything.
I'm going trimmer down pretty good.
Anything smaller than a Jambo or a Yoder or something, a big stick burner, I wouldn't advise putting that whole log on there. You know, expect you know just because of the fact you're going to over smoke it.
Andy makes big logs.
Oh me. Well, I tell you, I did have the honor of getting to cook on a Jambo this weekend. I don't know how to act cooking on a cooker like that. You know, I have to. Now, when I cook on my cooker, you know, I've got a cord of wood with me and a hoe and a shovel, and I'm shoveling coals. You know, this Jambo, you just throw a stick in there and it burns for 2 or 3 hours. I mean, it's just unreal. You're talking about fishing.
I've got a Yoder offset, about the same thing.
Yeah.
And you're right. I mean, you just got to get used to the proportions of the size of what you're cooking. You know, I use charcoal, and I use these, Mojo makes these logs I'll throw in there, and these cherry logs work pretty good. But you got to be real careful not to oversmoke everything.
Right. Right. Well, it sounds like that Mojo brick is a way to go, especially for a lot of these new competition cookers, you know, especially that backwoods sounds like just something perfect for you.
And oh, those damn cheap machines, man. Get your offset stick burner.
No.
Yeah.
Chris knows the ones I used to cook off of, and even before, stick burners and then the ones I had to work so hard, and that's why I went to that backwoods. It's just getting older makes it easier.
Absolutely. You know, when I first got my backwoods, I told my son, I said, I got you something. He said, what?
And a barbecue microwave.
I said, I got a new smoker. And he said, well, how's that for me? And I said, well, when we're at the contest, I get more time with you instead of nursing that dang pit all the time.
Exactly.
So, you know, I tell you what,
don't listen to this guy, man. He can get you off that stick burner. He's a lying bastard.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we've got several friends that use the Gurus, and they use these pellet-fed cookers, and, you know, they just, you know, they give me all kinds of cane about my old stick burner, and I just tell them, you know, I'm like Johnny Trigg. Using a pellet cooker makes my job a lot easier. So, you know, I like my old stick burner. I don't know if I know how to cook on something nice, like, you know, something easier to cook on.
Hey, if you can cook, you can cook on anything.
That's right. Yeah.
Don't matter what you're cooking on. You figure it out.
Stay with your offset stick burner.
There you go. Stay with my old stick burner and just roll with it. When it burns out, we'll just fix it and let her go some more. You know, they look at me when I roll in Fred Sanford style. And you know, that gives me a little advantage, you know, when you roll in with your grill and your totes hanging out the back of your truck and your table's on the side of your grill. You know, we roll in Fred Sanford, but we usually have we usually give them a little sticker shock. Well, Keith, so you've got a couple comps lined up. Where are y'all's new next comps going to be?
We're cooking in Actually, we're cooking in Labor Day weekend. We're cooking in Quapaw, Oklahoma, which is up by Joplin. It's the four-state barbecue championship. And then after that, we're going to be in Pine Bluff, Arkansas, Smoke on the Water. And,
talk about rolling in Sanford style.
And Randy's rolling a little Sanford and Son for you there.
There it is.
So,
that's that same song right there, a little
you know,
Sanford and Son.
You know, it's never a dull moment. And... All right, Randy, that's good. But then, you know, after that, there's a lot of stuff that's moving in our area. You know, we got vacations we got to deal with. You know, Randy's going on a Norwegian cruise.
Bless his heart. That sounds
like a tough life, don't it?
You
know, you only get to see the Norwegians once in your lifetime.
Yeah,
so.
You know, it's kind of like seeing the Yeti.
Yeah.
We're looking at maybe Bikes, Blues, and Barbecue up in Fayetteville. Then after that, we've got some. I don't think we're going to make the roll this year. If I could have cooked two of them, I might have gone to the roll. But you know, just going up there and cooking the open, that's going to be kind of tough to do. You know, it'd be hard to, not really worth your while. So.
Right.
But yeah,
right.
You know, once we get there and we get to do them both. Then you know maybe next year we'll roll in and we'll get to cook them both. So other than that, you know we didn't get an invite to the Jack Daniels and we didn't get an invite to the big thing in Las Vegas that they're having this year. So we're gonna probably stay close to home.
Well, you know you can get an invite down here in Little Old Tennessee. We'll welcome you anytime. You're always welcome, and it's an open invite. So there you go.
We
appreciate
it. Who needs a Jack Daniel invite or a Las Vegas invite? You got a Tennessee invite right here.
We appreciate that.
That's why we're drinking Woodford Reserve tonight.
You know that Jack Daniels it just continues to become bigger and bigger, and. I hope just to get to go down there and do like I did in Memphis in May. I was lucky enough to go down and hook up with Daryl Mass with Barbecue Superstars. And we went down and we hung out at the Shed for a while and Big Bob Gibson's for a while, Famous Days for a while, the Tucker tent there for a while. Just had a real good time, got to meet a lot of great people. And mentioning the Shed, matter of fact, Thursday, Linda Orson called me, and Keith would be interested in this. Linda Orson called me, and we had a real good talk. The National Barbecue Association is recognizing the Tennessee Barbecue Association and offering us 150, and it is confirmed that I will be posting a site, 150 free memberships to the National Barbecue Association.
Sweet.
So
wow,
I thought that
cool.
was. I thought that was really nice. You know, I met Miss Linda the first time I talked to her. She's seen my video from Tupelo, matter of fact, with Daryl. And since we've started talking, you know, I hung out at the Shed down at Memphis in May for quite a while there with Brad and all the gang and had a big time there. And but she did call and confirm that they will be offering us 150 free memberships. So I thought that was really nice.
Put me down for the second.
There you go. So that
I know,
means,
you
know,
we'll get the first one.
Well, you know, we're doing something right. I mean, if they recognize us and willing to do that, I feel like we're doing something positive and doing something right here in the Tennessee Barbecue Association also. So I was really proud of that. And out of that 150, they'll be drawing for one member to go down to, I think she said Mobile, and they'll be closing the Shed down that day and having a butcher block chop class. And they'll be breaking down three whole hogs, whole hog prep from feet to ears, the whole using every piece on the hog. It'll be a free class. It's probably a $500 to $700 free class for one member. So, you know, everybody that registers to become a National Barbecue Association member will be in the pot for that also. So I thought that was really nice, too. That's just something I wanted to throw out there. I'm really proud about. I'm going to have Linda on the show hopefully next weekend. Her and Bill Arnold. I'll have Bill on. We'll be talking a little about what we did yesterday. And And guys, if y'all know anybody that's interested in coming on the show, feel free to please invite them and just give them my name, and we'll work it out and have you on the show, because we've had a great show tonight. I mean, it's just been awesome. Keith, you said you've been eating supper listening to us. We've come across loud and clear. You've enjoyed the show so far?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've listened to it from the very beginning, just in the middle of supper. Yeah, I enjoyed it.
Hope we didn't ruin your supper, Keith.
Oh, no, it's pretty good. I had a good little laugh while I was eating.
Thank you, Bob.
Well, you know, guys, y'all made it possible for us to have a good show tonight, and I really appreciate it.
Hey, Chris, we appreciate you having us on, Bob. It's always good to talk a little barbecue.
You know, we can always do that. It never fails. I mean, something about every day. I don't know about y'all, but when I was talking to Linda the other day, you know, I said, you've got to have that passion and that love for the barbecue do this, but it's in, when it gets in your blood, you talk it every day, some part of the day, either talking it or thinking it, some part of the day, every day. Now, you know, yeah, you got to be. You got to have a little wild hair every once in a while, you know.
If anybody's got any more questions or anything for us, Chris, tell them to hit us up on Facebook. Randy and I are both on Facebook, and, you know, we'd be happy to.
That's,
you know,
right.
We ain't going to tell them, you know.
Like who shot Kendi or anything.
Yeah,
we
can't tell
them
that. But, you know, Randy knows that. But, you know, anybody's got any questions, hit us up. We'll be happy to, you know.
I will do that. I'll kick out there y'all's Facebook site, your names, and invite everybody to hit you up a question or anything. And I'll do that. And like I say, come on anytime. Hit me up. If you come close to Tennessee, definitely let me know. We'll try to hook up and meet. All right, guys?
Mojo Brick.
Let's not forget about Mojo
we'll
Brick, guys. All right, guys. Have a good night, and thank you, and God bless. I appreciate you being on the show.
Buddy. Y'all have a good night.
All right, y'all too.
Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. Ben, Keith, that's what an honor to have those guys on the show.
They sound like a blast, don't they?
They do. They sound like a great bunch of guys. I mean, that's, you know, that's what we are. That's what we like to hang around. And that's who we like to talk to, you know, here on the Chris Chadwick Show, BBQSuperstars.com. We've always got something going on. We've got great guys, great people involved. And it's always a big, big turnout. We have a lot of interesting topics to talk about. We've just had Southern Crunk Burn One Boys barbecue team on. Randy Hill and Andy Allen. Y'all look them up on Facebook. Randy Hill and Andy Allen. And they're great guys. If you got a question for them, feel free to shoot them a question. They'll be glad to answer. They're just great guys like we are. They love to talk barbecue. Look them up. Now, this is Chris Chadwick, if you're listening to the show tonight, you want to become my friend Chris Chadwick on Facebook, look up Tennessee Barbecue Association. It's a great new group that is growing by numbers. Hopefully next year we'll be starting to become a sanctioning body. Keith, what do you think about what's your input on that? What do you think about that?
I'm liking it. I'm excited about where maybe TBA is headed and some of the stuff maybe we can help create and do around here. You know, me and you have been doing these local ones around here for a few years now. I think kind of what's been kind of sneaked out a little bit, if we can get a little more organized, a little more patterned. You know, it'll help and hurt things, but I think overall it's going to help more. Because we can have a consistency and maybe some judging consistency and maybe just have a whole better program.
Right, have a guideline on some flavor profiles where people will know what's kind of going on.
When you go to, you know, just like this year, I go to Bruce and I do great and ended up doing pretty good. And then I hit two or three others and I guess the things are completely different. I mean, we know where some of the judges are coming from, so, and then you don't get anything. So you can't, it's hard to figure out anything. It's hard to, it makes you start second guessing yourself and wondering what do you need to change. And I'm like you, I try to stick with my same thing. I do all the time. That's what I want. But then again, if I'm not doing well, I want to change something.
Right.
So it's tough. If we have everybody that's kind of going along the same lines, it's going to make it easier to know what my food's doing.
Right. Well, you know, flavor profiles, that's always the number one question. It was with Burn One Boys, you know, we talked about flavor profiles you got to stick to your guns and keep hitting it, putting that good product out. You just got to put the product out. And you never know where you, where it's going to go down. You know, you never know where it's going to come out. You just keep flipping those chickens and turning those ribs and putting that seasoning to them and just keep rolling. You know, I've tried the last several competitions. I've really not been hitting on my ribs. And I've tried several different flavor profiles, and I've just not been too successful. Well, I've been consistently scoring high scores, but I haven't been placing in the top three.
Right.
You know, and I'm ready to go to a show and hit it on every category. I'm ready to light it up.
Those things, that chicken and ribs is what's keeping me from doing better. I mean, when I look at any of my scores, those are always my two lowest. So I'm fixing to go back on my ribs. I didn't even talk to Cindy about this a while ago. I'm going to go back to my ribs like I was. That's what I'm sticking to, and we'll see what happens with them.
Well, you know, that's all we can do is just is put our product out that we feel confident in, turn it in, and you know, just depending on where we go, how the flavor profiles are hitting that particular contest and how it's going to roll. We just never know. We just keep putting out good product. That's the key.
It is.
And when you can get in these smaller cooks, and that gives you good practice to roll on out to the bigger cooks, gets you more prepared, you know, it gives you a lot of good practice. And I wasn't planning on going to the VFW cook this upcoming weekend. But I'm thinking I'm going to be free, and I think I'm going to hit it. I think I'm going on, and I'm going to go cook the comp and just have a good time and just go cook it and just go to have a good time. That's what I'm planning on. And
I have been planning on doing it, but just I'm not going to be able to get out of work.
Well, it's a Friday. Well, Saturday's your big day, but it's a Friday evening. It's really set up for a Saturday cook,
right?
And we'll set up Friday evening and smoke through the night. But I'm looking forward to it. Then the following weekend, I know the annual Gleason Tater Town Barbecue Cook-Off. I don't know how many years it's been going on, but that's a big cook-off. I'm going down for that. Then the following weekend will be Soybean Festival. That's September 7th and 8th. So you are planning on trying to hit that too, aren't you?
I got to get some help in my work, like, for real quick, because it's going to take them 3 to 4 weeks before they can handle it on their own. So that's all going to hinge on that.
Well, hopefully that'll work out. That'll be your first show there. And it's a real good cook. It's a little different. It's actually like Paris. It's a split turn-in. It's two categories one night and following two categories the next. And but it makes it a little easier on you so on Saturday. But it's still a good cook. I think you'll really have a great time when you go. Because of you got a lot of good atmosphere, a lot of good people there. It's a good show. And then you're planning on going to the lake also, aren't you? To the Bob Hoss annual event.
Yeah, that one for sure, without a doubt.
Now,
you said that when they finally posted it or something. It's the weekend of the 21st.
Yes, I do have information on that. I might be able to come up with it here real quick, but.
I talked to that old girl a while back, and she didn't give us a definite. That's been a month or better.
It's a little different judging there from what I'm gathering. It's a people choice. I don't really understand how that's working, but it's a people's choice category or people's choice judging.
Yeah, I didn't do that last year. They have that where you'll fix up whatever you want. You just serve them kind of like your Gleason deal, but not feeding everybody. They'll just have the people, they'll buy their tickets. They'll come by, they get to sample everybody's stuff. You know, you have a little portion for them or whatever, and then they'll give the people's you know, they'll go in and judge you.
Right. Well, the Parrish Landing, the Boss Hoss event is actually put on by the Parrish Landing Tourism League. And I have the entry form here, and I'm looking for dates on it.
Hold on, I lost the...
That's all right. The dates on this...
I lost sound for a minute.
It's, okay, September 20th, 21st, and 22nd, how it's laying out here. And it looks like it's going to be a pretty nice cook. It's not very expensive. It's got a good entry fee.
No, it's a good place to cook. It's nice sitting up there in September, sitting there right there on the edge of the lake.
Yeah, I'm sure it's really nice. We've got another caller online, Keith, Fire Report. I don't know if I can get them queued in or not, but yeah, it looks like it's going to be a nice cook. I think it'll be pretty well organized. Grand Champion pays out $500 in a trophy this year, so that's a nice pot right there. I think I will go to that probably. Looks like the entry fee is $100, and People's Choice is an extra $50 on this particular cook. So I think it'll be really nice. What kind of turnout did they have last year? Do you remember?
Yeah, they had a pretty good crowd up there. I mean, and we, like I said, I decided last year not to do it. People's Choice is effective. It was our first time up there, and I wanted to get in and see what it was all about. And we, there's still people coming by and trying to get it. Some of them made some of our food, but they didn't judge us. They just ate. I let them have some of the stuff we had fixed or whatever. But even after that, there's still people coming by wanting to eat. So, and it's a pretty good crowd. They have all these Boss Hog bikes up there and Harleys, and I mean, it was a pretty good crowd.
Sounds really nice. I think that'll be a really interesting cook. Have you got your sponsors on board this year?
Something we always like
to talk about is sponsors.
Yeah, Matt's Pub up there up by the lake. They're still behind me, but they're the only ones right now. So we had a couple early on that hit us up a little bit for the McKenzie cook. They actually helped me enough. I went ahead and carried them up to the one up at the lake too, and for the Garen thing. Yeah, Matt's, they're still there, and hopefully we can keep them.
Well, that's good. You know, sponsors are a real important part of the game. I know Randy and Andy, they picked up a big sponsor, Mojo Brick, and that's awesome. You know, it's always a blessing to have some sponsors on board, and it sure helps you out, and it sure gives you a little more extra cushion there to go to some of these comps that you might not have been able to go to, and that means a lot.
Yeah, it does.
And we just keep on, and we're doing what we love, and we're spreading the word. And, you know, when you go to a barbecue cook-off, a lot of these sponsors, the local sponsors especially, they don't realize how many hundreds and hundreds of people come around to these barbecue cook-offs.
Oh, yeah.
And it's really inexpensive advertising for them, because you get out there and you represent their product or represent their name, and they don't realize the impact that you will have on their product as far as representing it. And it's really nice to have sponsors. And I mean, I think we need more sponsors, and hopefully you spread the word, and things will start happening, and sponsors will start coming in. You know, that's a big key. We got another caller online here, 415-9048. Who have we got with us tonight?
Stormy.
Hey, Stormy. Stormy of the Split Wood Cookers. Welcome to the show. How are you doing?
I'm fine.
Good, good. Did you have a chance to check out some of the earlier show with our special guest on tonight?
Yeah, I got the last about 30 minutes of it.
Hey, they were some great guys, and if you didn't hear me kick out their names, Randy Hill and Andy Allen of Southern Crunk Burn One Boys Barbecue. They welcome any questions anybody ever asked for. Excuse me. They welcome questions and look them up on Facebook. I'm sure they'll be glad to add you as a friend. Excuse me. We got Keith Webb, Pyre Pork on the line too. Stormy, what's in the next few weeks competition wise for you? Have you got anything planned or planning on hitting any soon?
Well, I got invited to go to Rib Fest in Reno.
Well, that's really big, man. How did you swing that?
One of my sponsors, Big Daddy's Barbecue out of Midland, Michigan, he competes in it every year.
Yeah.
And he called me the other night and asked me to go.
Well, the question is, are you going to go?
Well, we're going to have to see how work comes around, see what's going to happen. See if I can get off.
That's one big opportunity there. It'd be a shame to have to turn it down.
Yeah.
Because that's a fest there. You know, things like that don't come around many times in life.
No.
Especially when you get invited to big shows like that. And you never know. You know, you might as well go on and go and try to hit it. You never know.
Yep. I think they're leaving out Wednesday and going to stay 2.5 weeks. So.
Really?
But the show don't really start until the last Thursday of the month, I believe, is what he told me.
The last Thursday of this month?
Yep.
What category do they have out there? Do you even know?
I think it's just they cook ribs. It's called the Rib Fest, and he told me they cooked around 250 to 280 cases of ribs while they're there.
Is that his team, his booth, his team cooks that many ribs?
That's just his alone.
Wow. I couldn't imagine cooking that many ribs. I know we cooked several cases this past weekend, and we were ribbed out. I mean, we cooked ribs and ribs and on top of ribs.
Get tired of looking at them when you do them like that.
Well, we had one rack left. and I bet I didn't eat five ribs while I was there. We had one rack left. Yeah, we cooked ribs on top of ribs.
Now they cook, I think, twice a day, too.
Really?
Yeah, they cook for lunch and supper. They're constantly cooking.
Well, that sounds pretty exciting. I think you ought to try to, if you can make it happen, you need to go experience something like that.
Yeah.
That'd be nice.
Yeah, we're trying to see what's going to happen, see if I can make it.
Well, that would just be awesome. That would just really, really make it nice. You know, I think you'd really enjoy it. That'd be something good for you to go. Keith, I know if I had an opportunity like that or you, I know we'd be jumping on it, wouldn't we? We'd be finding a way to make it happen.
Yeah, I'd be calling in sick.
Yeah, something going on. That's right. No doubt about that. You know, I mean. But anything else? Are you planning on trying to go to Martin this year, or?
I probably won't. No, probably not.
Paris Landing.
I might try to go to Paris Landing. I feel like that might be a pretty fun cook.
Sounds like it'll be a nice cook.
I mean,
Keith,
that's quite. You know, that's, go ahead.
Yeah, Keith the Pirate Pork. You know, he said he cooked that last year and had a real good, a good show. And I believe you even walked on that too, didn't you, Keith?
Yeah, we snuck in a little bit on chicken of all things.
On chicken.
Yeah.
So that's all right. That is all right. No problem there. I mean, if you hit on chicken, you can hit on anything else.
I take anything at any of these cooks. If they can surprise something every now and then on something like that, so far out of what I thought would have happened, yeah, I'll take it.
I don't blame you at all. I'll take them. When they're willing to call my name, I'm willing to walk the walk.
That was the first time I ever met Ass Kickers. They were right next door to us.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you know, that's a great bunch of guys. They love to go, and they love to cook, and they love to have a good time.
Oh, yeah.
No doubt about it. No doubt about it. But you know, since then they kind of toned it down a little bit and changed it AASS kickers to AASH kickers, ash kickers now.
Some of them competitions wouldn't call her name out. So
even
up there, they kept calling them butt kickers or something like that, I think.
Yeah, well, you know, they did what they need to do. It's all right. And they can put out a mean product too now. They've got the product.
Yeah, I think they won over all of her last year, if I'm not mistaken.
Really?
Yeah, I think so. I could be wrong, but I seriously think they did.
Well, you know, they're a good tough team, you know, and they're when they get their A game on, just like any of us teams, you know, you got Pirate Park, your A game's on. It's your heart. You're a force to be reckoned with. You got Splitwood Cookers. They're a new team, but they've got some awesome. You know, they put out some awesome product too. Guys, we've got a couple other callers online. I'm going to see if I can cue them in and see what's going on. We welcome them to the show tonight. We're going to try to get it to happen here. But the Parish Landing Cook sounds like it's going to be really nice. Hey, 418-2708, who have we got here?
Well, partner, you know who this is.
Hey, what's going on tonight?
Oh, just listening in. You got that on Facebook. I wanted to hear what was going on.
Well, we having a big show tonight. We've had some great guys on the air. We got two great teams on with us now. We had the Southern Crunk Burn One Boys Barbecue on with us for about an hour and 40 minutes tonight. They were gracious enough to stay online, and we had a real good show with them, and learned quite a bit. You know, just had a good time, was welcomed to the show, had a great time with them, and we've got Keith Webb of Pirate Pork on with us tonight, and Stormy Crocker of Splitwood Cookers on. So just join in on the show. You got anything to ask these guys, feel free to shoot away.
Oh, I just miss cooking, partner. I enjoy cooking with you. I miss doing it.
Well, you know, when it gets in your blood, it's hard to keep it away. You know, you just got to cook. We're going to cook this weekend, I think, at Paris at the VFW. We're going to try to hit that this weekend. And, of course, we've got the Soybean Festival coming up. We're going to go and participate in. That's a big Tyson cook. And also we've got the Paris Land and Tourism League putting on a big 2012 Boss Hoss Burnout Cookout. That's at the end of September. We're planning on hitting that. And then October, there's a couple going on. November, we've got, one at the Polar Bear at the Moose Lodge. And there's several still we're working on trying to schedule and get in on the Tennessee Barbecue Association.
When is the Soybean Festival cooking, partner?
The Soybean Festival cook is actually on September 7th and 8th. It's a Friday-Saturday cook. It's a split turn-in, two categories Friday night, two categories Saturday. And that's a big show. Tyson's there pumping out chicken. They've got about 70,000 pounds last year they kicked out. There's no telling what they're going to have this year. But it's a big, big show. I know Pirate Pork's planning on going to the show. And maybe if we're lucky, we might get Splitwood down there, and they might cook a little bit too. I don't know, guys. I just wish all of you could go cook, because the more cooks, the better time we're going to have.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
So the next thing on our mind is what's new in the TBA. You know, the Tennessee Barbecue Association is just a small group we started a while back, and it's growing and growing and growing. And with the help of BarbecueSuperstars.com, we can broadcast that out now live, and we talk a lot more about it, and it's just growing, and there's a lot of positive things going on. I don't know, Stormy, I don't know if you heard, or David, you heard, but I had a conversation. Miss Linda Orison called me. Thursday, and she is the vice president of the National Barbecue Association. And with that being said, she did give me confirmation on the 150 memberships that they are going to donate to the Tennessee Barbecue Association to get out there and pass out to the members, you know. So it's basically going to be a first-come, first-served member application. You know, we'll post a PDF file, a link to go fill an application, online application out, and the first 150 applicants, they're in. And if there's more that want to become in, they're also going to offer us a discount on a membership. So if we get more than 150 members on, they will still welcome you, but it's, you know, with a discounted price. So it's going to be, that's going to be a great thing coming around. That's going to happen in the next week or two. So hopefully next, by next weekend's show, we're going to have Ms. Linda Orson from the Shed Barbecue, also the vice president of the National Barbecue Association, and counting on Mr. Blues Hawk himself being on the show next weekend, Mr. Bill Arnold. I had the pleasure of cooking with him this past weekend in Parrish, Tennessee, and we had a real big time there. Partner, David, if you ever meet Bill, you won't never forget him. He's a fine fella. I know, Keith, you've met him before, hadn't you?
Yep, yeah, I met him at Tupelo. And I think didn't Cindy meet him up at Benton, too?
And I introduced Cindy and her mom to Cindy and Judy both to Bill in Benton, Kentucky this past year. And he's one heck of a guy now. He's a fine fella. And we cooked ribs upon ribs upon ribs this past weekend, which he uses. You remember his rig, Keith?
You remember his
rig, a Jambo?
Yeah. Nice, yep.
And we had that baby loaded up, had her fired up. I even took him, he likes most slabs. I took him a few slabs of wood here from the house, and he enjoys burning them too. But I'm going to tell you, you throw two sticks in there, you can cook for 2 hours on two sticks.
That's crazy.
I'm telling you, it's that efficient. It'll hold 250, 275 on the money on two sticks of wood.
Boy.
And, it's amazing. And then you look at, you know, he's even got SS wheels on his. I mean, it's just a sharp little machine. It's a mighty fine piece of work. And it's a fine cooker. It really is. But we cooked, I don't know, no telling how many racks of baby backs. And we were cooking for the men who cook charity benefit this past weekend. And I also had the good luck of meeting the president of Elect Rodel. He's a fine fella, and several employees there from Allegro, a team Allegro was there cooking also.
Yeah, they were up there at Parkfoot, team Allegro was.
Yep. He cooked brisket this weekend, and he does a real good job on brisket. Got a few techniques from him on that, so we'll hopefully be working on that some. If we can initiate the beef category in some of our local cooks, you know, that would be good. You know, that would get us online and on board with the KCBS.
Oh, I'd love
and,
it.
You know, that brisket class, it would really be nice to have that. So hopefully we can introduce that. And another category I'd like to try to initiate is a junior cook. You know, just a one-item class category. For, you know, the younger kids, you know, say 15, have an age bracket of 10 and down or 15 and down, you know, and try to initiate that.
Yep.
But anyhow, there's a lot of exciting stuff going on with the TBA. Look up Tennessee Barbecue Association on Facebook. I'm Chris Chadwick. Look me up. Feel free to friend me. Also, we've got Pirate Pork here, Keith Webb. They're on Facebook. We've got Splitwood Cooker, Stormy Crocker. He's on Facebook. We've got Dave Smith here on the show tonight. He's on Facebook. Look him up. This is Chris Chadwick for the Chris Chadwick Show, and we've had one great show tonight. Guys, is there anything y'all want to add in this last minute or so of barbecue talk?
What about the Union City cooking, partner? Have you thought any more about it?
Well, the Union City Cook is also a Tyson. It's a Tyson sponsored cook. It's the Corn Fest, and the Corn Fest, I believe, lays out about the same weekend this Boss Hoss tournament lays out. So it's just basically we're going to basically have to weigh it out and see, weigh out our chances of the payouts and what's going on. You know, what kind of team participation they're going to have. One or the other. I'm definitely going to hit one or the other. I don't know which one yet. I'll get information on the Corn Fest from Tyson. I'm expecting that in the mail. So we'll talk about that more next week's show. Just a lot of exciting things going on. But it's almost time to get off here. This is Chris Chadwick for Barbecue Superstars.
DBA.
DBA. Guys, I'm glad y'all called in tonight. We had the Southern Crunk Boys on there and had a big time. And it was a pretty good show tonight. I think we had a good show. What do y'all think? Barton, you been on long? Have you listened to the show long?
No, I was listening to it for a few minutes. I kind of caught the last 15 or 20 minutes of it, but I was just sitting here fooling with the Facebook page and saw it.
Yeah, well, we do it every Sunday night. Keith Webb, I always got my back up. Keith there, he's always in here with me now. I got to keep Keith on the line. He helps me out a whole lot.
Try to help a brother.
That's right. That's right.
Help a call.
Well, we got calls going. We've got a hat and got a lot of exciting things going on and doing some great stuff. So hopefully it's just going to keep getting better and better, you know. I'm trying to get my Pitmaster video sent in tomorrow. And I hope to get it finished up where I can and send it in. I'm just working on it right now. So if that happens, maybe we can get something rolling on that. I don't know. I'm kind of excited about it. So we'll see what's happening. But,
guys,
I'm going to get off the phone. Y'all have a good night. Hey, Dave. While I got you on here, I need to we need to roll down the Gleason. I mean, Mark, and get that big rig because I'm gonna need it. Gleason's coming up end of this month.
Okay. Well, my brother's supposed to be putting a brake line on my truck, so I'll just bring it back to your house.
Okay.
My brake line went out on my truck and stopped up, and I just hadn't had time to. I ain't got time to fool with it.
I understand. I do for a fact. But we'll try to get together this week and talk.
I've got it cleaned out and sitting in a barn right now.
All right, that's fine. But I'm gonna need it for Gleason. You know, we've got hundreds there.
When is that?
That's the 31st of this month. That's on a Friday.
Okay. All right. Well, he's supposed to have my truck done. I'll get it to you either. I'll probably get it to you about Wednesday if that's soon enough.
That's fine. Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. But I just got to try to get all my P's and Q's in line because I don't think I'm going to go cook at Paris this weekend.
Just all right, Porter.
DFW. And then the following weekend will be Gleason. And then the following weekend will be Martin.
All right. If I could just get a weekend off, it'd be nice.
Well, we kicked the tires.
I'm getting a warning here on my phone. My battery's about to go.
Yeah, me too. I've got mine plugged up now. Well, all right, friend. Have a good night, okay?
See you.
Talk to you later. All right. Bye-bye.